The hall of Westminster Presbyterian Church is full of young children. There are tables full of ornament decorating materials, glue, glitter, fake snow, and markers. Many of these kids live in nearby University Village, a multifamily housing complex. They participate in an after-school academic program here throughout the year. But today's activity is led by some familiar faces for these children, coordinators of the summer's Camp Power program, which many took part in. For Latrice Rader, the sounds of giggling are welcomed. The mother of two takes comfort knowing her kids are learning while playing.
To me, this is great for the kids. A lot of parents in my financial situation, we don't have a place for our kids to go for after school, but the kids want to do after school program.
Rader says she's happy the children get to interact with each other and helps them stay focused. She says this after school program is a big step.
Socially, yes, it helps the kids. And academically, I believe some kids are doing better. They get help with their homework, where at home they might not get as much attention with their homework as they do here.
In addition to crafts, the program teaches life skills. The angel, you can say, behind this effort is Brenda Donnelly. Participant DeMarcus says she keeps him in line.
She's smart. And she really cares about kids. We learn our manners and stuff.
Donnelly doesn't desire being in the limelight. She is the director of Good Life Foundation and coordinates the after-school program. She's glad that many of the kids from Camp Power participate in the year-round learning opportunities.
At our church, I founded and established New Hope Academy. And that academy, we did the same thing, academic resources and enrichment activities, which included fitness, nutrition, and wellness.
Community leaders and organizers saw something special in Donnelly's ability to help the children. They wanted her expertise and dedication to help foster enrichment and education. The holidays offer a good chance to keep that relationship.
And because all it really takes is continued collaborations. We have so many gifts and talents in all of the people that you see around here.
Collaborations have helped the program to sustain and keep connections with the children. That's something co-coordinator Mary Hess expects for the future of Camp Power.
That we want to sustain it. And that we'll be looking at ways to do that financially and with manpower so that we can offer it again next year at University Village.
Newcomer Nancy Prang says teaching the children the importance of community helps make them successful.
We think that there's a big value in us coming to them, but also that when they have the opportunity to reach out to their neighbors, that will kind of make it come full circle.
For the kids, today's activity is about fun. But for the adults involved, it's about keeping the connections. I'm Najima McIntyre, WNIJ News.